This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Beru.
The NHL trade deadline has come and gone. A success for the Flames? I think so. Good evening, welcome to another episode of Flames Unfiltered. Episode 44, recorded on February 26, 2020. I am the host of the show, Brad Brood. Good to have you here, Flames fans, for an NHL trade deadline recap show. And I talk about this road trip that the Flames are on that seems to be going really, really well so far. Well, the NHL trade deadline has come and gone. And for Flames fans, yeah, somewhat uneventful, but not a total loss in my mind, I didn't think. It was really a goofy trade deadline for me. I'm usually strapped in front of my TV set, multiple TVs, computers, on full alert, watching every single thing I can go down. I was kind of doing that in the morning a little bit, but had a flight to Minneapolis I had to board. So the final hour of the deadline, I spent in the air listening to podcasts, but none of which were live. And so I had no idea what the hell was going on in that final hour, and it drove me insane. We landed, and as we taxied in, I quick turned the phone on. And you know what? To be honest with you, I was really happy what I saw. I liked the moves the Flames made. I thought they were simple, and I thought they were smart. Pretty happy. It was a nice trip to Minneapolis. I'm home today, ready to record this episode, watch some Flames hockey tomorrow night as they head into Nashville. Monday night in Minneapolis, I went to the Kiss concert. That was a lot of fun. Tuesday night, we went to Minnesota Wild versus Columbus Blue Jackets. Had meetings all day Tuesday. And then enjoyed what was a hockey game that did not have a ton of emotion initially. And the hype was zero. And it was one of the few times I've seen the XL Energy Center not sold out. So there was quite a few seats left. Thus, probably the success of the Wild have had this year. But you know what? It ended up being a pretty damn exciting game. Minnesota wins it 5-4, but a good game. On the show today, let's recap that masterpiece Tuesday night in Boston, and then we'll recap the NHL trade deadline from a Calgary Flames perspective, and then we'll talk about what it's going to take for the Flames to make the Stanley Cup playoffs. What will it take to get to the playoffs? We think it boils down to three key factors, and we'll talk about those on the show today. Then we'll roll through some Flames news, talk about the NHL, and talk about the trade deadline and how it affects the Pacific Division. Then we'll wrap with a Facebook poll and preview the three critical matchups that we have later this week on this five-game road trip. That's a critical, critical road trip. But one, you know what? That is honestly, starting out as good as it possibly can.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is proud to be part of, has a great podcast called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Hosted by former National Hockey League player Terry Ryan. Yep, you heard him on Spittin' Chiclets, and he has you laughing on every episode. Check out Tales with TR, a hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, let's talk Calgary-Boston Tuesday night in Boston. A game that, I'm not going to lie, I was a little worried. Boston's a hell of a hockey team. They are. You know what? I'm going to sum it up with one sentence. This is the most complete game I've seen the Flames play since game one versus Edmonton of the year in December. I thought Calgary was really good against Boston. I do. Really, really good. Tkachuk gets on the board right away in the first. Well, I shouldn't say right away. 11:35 into the first on a backhand, on kind of a weird one, a bounce off the backboards that he backhands in. Backlund gets the assist because it was his shot that hit the backboards. And they sneak one by Rask to go up 1-0. Marchand ties it up at the midway point of the second period. And then Monahan went to work. The first one at the 13:25 mark on a sweet pass from Johnny Gaudreau, a textbook Sean Monahan shot from the slot, his 20th of the year. And Calgary goes back to a 2-1 lead. Just over a minute later on the power play, Monahan with a beautiful, beautiful high slot tip on a shot from Matthew Tkachuk. Gustafson with the assist, his first. We're going to talk about him, one of the guys we picked up on the trade deadline. He gets his first point of the year as a Flame. And Calgary is sitting pretty good, 3-1 as we head into the third period. Wagner for Boston adds one at the 13:09 mark, 3-2. On a weird, weird goal on a net front scrum that sneaks it by Riddick and off Anderson's stick and into the net. Backlund seals the deal, though, on a beautiful play at the 18:30 mark. Calgary goes up 4-2. I know it's a little bit of a controversial play. I don't know if that should have counted because I thought it hit a player in the Flames bench. But you know what? We need a break this year, don't we? God, this year's been just a nightmare. So Calgary gets a break. They go up 4-2. Backlund adds an empty netter at the 19:11 mark. 5-2. Calgary beats what I would say, honestly, top team in the league. I really believe that. They are a good team. And that was a big win by Calgary on this road trip. 2-for-2 out of the road trip. 4 points of Apostle, 4 points, 2 points in Detroit, 2 points in Boston. We head on to Nashville next.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, let's talk that NHL trade deadline and recap what, I don't know, some people think was a quiet day for the Flames, and I don't think it was at all. I gave you my predictions on last episode, and I thought we would, if we do anything, we would go after some depth defensemen, I thought one. And Trelivin doubled down on that with two defensemen for depth and sent one defenseman on the road. Let's talk about the trades. At the 2:12 Eastern mark, Calgary acquired Erik Gustafsson, defenseman from the Chicago Blackhawks, for a third-round pick in 2020. Then, just a few minutes prior to that, according to NHL Registry, Derek Forbert was acquired from the Calgary Flames from the Los Angeles Kings for a conditional fourth round pick in 2021. Both defensemen, both depth defensemen, and I was fairly happy. The 3:53 mark, Calgary sent defenseman Brandon Davidson to San Jose for future considerations. That needed to be done to clear spots for the two new guys that the Flames brought in. And I think that these were good moves. I give Brad Treliving a good grade for this one. Forbert adds depth on that blue line. He's a stay-at-home, big, tough defenseman. Played college hockey at the University of North Dakota, just down the road from me. I like Derek Forbert. I don't think he's going to be a superstar for the Calgary Flames. I don't think he's going to be an offensive game changer by any means. But I think he brings size, grit, and that stay-at-home safety net that we need. Has played quite a bit of time on a first-line defense with Drew Doughty this year. I don't know that I would consider him a first pairing defenseman in the National Hockey League, but a 6'7" guy, hey, this guy's going to be good for us down the stretch. And then adding Gustafson from Chicago, you know, he's potentially a power play quarterback, and we saw that the first night in Boston, and I really like what he brings to the table. Now, he's not known to have the strongest defensive skills, but also has a huge upside offensively. He brings that offensive outlook, that offensive capability that we really, really need. That helped push last year. The defense helped push the offense last year, and we've lacked that a little bit this year. And now with all the injuries, we needed a power play guy. Yes, I know Giordano is coming back, but, you know, giving up a conditional third for Gustafson, you know, he's got a great shot. And I like what he brings to the table. Forbert will wear jersey number 20, Gustafson jersey number 56. And you know what was the best deal about this? We did not have to give up a roster player at all for any of this. Yes, I know some Flames fans are freaking saying, well, why did we trade for a leak and that salary when, you know, we really didn't go out and get that right winger that we were in desperate need of? Well, we did use some of the salary for Forbert and Gustafson. And second of all, you can't go out and make a deal just because it sounds good. You got to go out and make a deal because it's the right deal. I think Brad Treliving was trying a bunch of different options, but Brad Treliving has also showed us in the past that he's smart and doesn't just make moves to make moves. So overall, real good day, I thought. I think it's going to pay off down the stretch here for you. And quite honestly, adding a forward up front really isn't what this team needs. This team just needs its forwards that we have up front to produce like they can and have in the past. That's what the key is. Now, my favorite moment of NHL trade deadline day was when Derek Wells tweeted that Gaudreau left ice during practice. I'm not going to lie. My brain started racing, but the Twitter world went absolutely bonkers. Well, it turns out Gaudreau had to pee. You know, doesn't that just sum up the season? It was a funny moment. I got a kick out of it. I think a lot of Flames fans got a kick out of it. Yeah, I know I've been a proponent of Gaudreau moving down the road, but I'm giving Gaudreau one last shot this playoffs and this playoff run. And if he doesn't get it done, then I'm all about moving him down the road. But I'm giving him one last shot.
Inside Edge Hockey News. Bringing you inside the game.
All right, Flames fans. How can the Flames make the playoffs? Can the Flames make the playoffs? Well, the answer to those questions are yes, the Flames can make the playoffs. And I have a pretty decent feeling they will make the playoffs. I hope it's in a divisional spot, not a wild card spot. But I probably shouldn't get my wishes up too high. So I thought, as I sat on the airplane today and thought about the Flames, I thought, let's simplify this. Let's just get this down to really what is it going to take to make the playoffs. And honestly, I think it comes down to three key factors. The most important factor for the Flames making the playoffs this year is just that Gaudreau and Monahan need to start scoring at an average pace, a career average pace for themselves. Now, Monahan, yeah, he jumping right back into it with a great performance in Boston, and Gaudreau was pretty darn good too. So maybe they can right the ship. Maybe they can take over. Maybe they can push this team to the level that it can be. Factor number two, goaltending from Riddick and Talbot needs to be at a .91 save percentage or above. We need key saves. We need timely saves. And you know what? Most importantly, whether it be Riddick or whether it be Talbot, yes, we'd probably prefer Riddick. But quite honestly, it doesn't matter to me. We need one of the two to steal a few games for this team down the stretch. And the third factor that will determine whether the Calgary Flames make the playoffs or don't make the playoffs is simple plays. This team needs to play every game like a road game. It needs to be basic, safe, and smart. So if we get scoring or production, production is probably the best way to put it, get production from Gaudreau, Monahan, have Talbot or Riddick stand up and play to the level that they're fully capable of doing, and we play basic, smart, safe hockey, the result, well, it'll be what we've been hoping for all year, and that's a trip to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Hey, let's win some money. Make your hockey knowledge pay off by playing. Playline, 50K, the Hockey Podcast Network Daily Lotto. Win big with Playline. Use promo code THPN and you're set to win big bucks. Oh yeah, it takes some hockey knowledge, but you have that.
All right, Flames fans, let's talk some Flames news. And some big news, actually, in Calgary on Monday. Andrew Mangiapane named the number 3 star of the week in the National Hockey League. Mangiapane led all skaters in the NHL last week with 5 goals in 3 games, 6 points in 3 games played for Mangiapane. Is he rising to the level that a lot of fans had him pegged at earlier in the year? I guess so. If last week is any indication what we're going to get down the stretch from Mangiapane, things will look good in Calgary. Monday, the Flames assigned Buddy Robinson, Dylan Dubé, Oliver Shillington, Alexander Yelsin, all to the AHL Stockton team. This will allow them to be eligible for the AHL playoffs. Dubé, Shillington were immediately recalled by the Flames and will both be on the roster for the foreseeable future. Monahan became the first player in franchise history to post 7 consecutive 20-goal seasons to begin his career. That is a great honor for Monahan, and as we talked about earlier in the show, he is key to the success of this team heading into the playoffs, and his performance in Boston on Tuesday night was one of his best of the year, and hopefully he can continue to build upon that. In some prospect news, Dustin Wolf has been named WHL Goaltender of the Year for the Everett Silvertips of the Western Hockey League. He has been an absolute dynamic goaltender in the WHL this year. Spent some time in the World Juniors for Team USA. The 7th-round draft pick of the Calgary Flames is definitely on the right track to becoming a National Hockey League goaltender. Now let's take a little trip around the National Hockey League and talk trade deadline and how it affects, most importantly, the Pacific Division. Well, the Vancouver Canucks were not active on Monday, but were very active pre-deadline in acquiring Tyler Toffoli from Los Angeles as a rental. Yes, I know a lot of Vancouver fans think they'll be able to sign him. I wouldn't be so sure on that one. But he has been very, very good since coming over to the team with points in every single game since he has joined the Canucks. Brock Besser still out with an injury. Toffoli filling that spot and filling that spot very, very well. Also in Vancouver, bad news came down Monday as Jacob Markstrom has a knee injury and will keep him out multiple weeks. And now, the goalie of the future, well, Vancouver, you're going to get to see it in 24-year-old Thatcher Demko, and his test down the stretch is not going to be an easy one. Can Demko do it? Yeah, he can. I have my doubts whether he'll be able to. Benny did add up backup Louis Domingue for depth on deadline day. Now, Flames fans, let's watch and see if Thatcher Demko can keep these Vancouver Canucks, who have been red hot lately, afloat in the Pacific. Edmonton was also very, very active on NHL trade deadline. They pick up Andres Athanasio, a huge goal scorer. He joins the Edmonton Oilers, and Mike Green also joins the Edmonton Oilers. He is a strong puck-moving defenseman. And boy, both of these are big, big pieces. And when you look at Edmonton for NHL trade deadline, Ken Holland, whew, huge, huge, huge win for that team. Let's see what they can do. They got Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. They are locked and loaded, ready to go for the playoff run. Connor McDavid is back from injury. That is bad news if you are a Flames fan, but it would be fun to have a battle of Alberta in the playoffs. Let's just wait and see what happens. And one other move that really affected the Pacific Division, the Vegas Golden Knights pick up Robin Lehner from the Chicago Blackhawks. And what does this really mean? This means that when you look at a Vegas team who currently right now sits in first place in the Pacific Division, well, what did we all say was their weakness? Their backup goaltending. So we all thought, well, if anything ever happens to Fleury, this team is done. Well, not so much anymore, because now you have quite possibly one of the best 1-2 punches in the net in all of the National Hockey League when you add Lehner to a Vegas roster. This is a scary team down the stretch. Now let's talk about those Western Conference playoffs. In the Central, currently, as it sits right now, as we are recording here on a Wednesday evening, St. Louis holds the top spot in the Central Division with 84 points. Colorado sits in second with 81. Dallas in third with 80. In the Pacific Division, Vegas holds down the number one spot with 76 points. Vancouver, Edmonton both tied with 74. Vancouver holds a tiebreaker with one less game played. In the wild card spot, in wild card number one, it is our Calgary Flames sitting with 72 points. They are 6-4-0 in their last two, winners of two, the last two games on the road. Well, in the second wild card spot is the Nashville Predators at 70 points, 2 points back of Calgary. They do have two games in hand, and is Calgary's big matchup on Thursday night, as it'll be basically a playoff atmosphere in Nashville. Big, big game Thursday night. And the two teams just sitting outside of a wild card spot, and really the only two teams that can push to get into the playoffs, sit the Winnipeg Jets and the Arizona Coyotes, both at 70 points, which is a tie with Nashville, but lose out as Nashville's played three less games than Winnipeg and four less games than Arizona. Arizona needs to get things going. This team is in a tailspin after acquiring Taylor Hall at the earlier in the year, which was probably the biggest trade deadline, if you want to call it such, move. They have slipped backwards in the playoffs instead of moving forward. All those assets will be lost without a playoff appearance, and Arizona does not look to be on the right track with a 4-5-1 record in their last 10. Let's move on to the fan question of the week, a Facebook poll I did with my good friends at Calgary Flames Fans. If you are a Flames fan, get on Facebook, join this group. It's called Calgary Flames Fans. It is a great, great group of Calgary fans that love talking hockey every single day. It's Flames news, it's Flames chit chat, it's complaining, it's positive. It's a lot of fun with a lot of really, really good Calgary Flames fans. The question I posed on the poll today was, how would you grade Brad Treliving on his moves on Monday's NHL trade deadline? I went with the standard old grade them like you did in school, A, B, C, D, F. And let me give you the responses. A great turnout again, as we had 125 plus responses. And number one spot, which this is a good sign. I was really happy to see this. A lot of positive feedback, actually. In the number one spot, a letter grade of B. 59% of the polled think he did a level B job, which, you know what, that's exactly what I would have picked. I thought he did a really, really good job. 24% said A. Good. 14% said C. 2% said D, and just 1% said F. I don't know what the hell they expected him to do, but I thought Brad Treliving did his job well. He didn't sell this team short. He got what we needed the most, and that's depth defensemen for a stretch run, and results were given on a nice win Tuesday night. It was such a relief and so fun to see them take down the Boston Bruins.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, Flames fans, let's preview a big weekend for the Flames as they continue on this monster road trip that started in Detroit, then went on to Boston on Tuesday night, now heads down on Thursday night to Nashville. Calgary currently sits 33-25-6, good enough for 72 points and fourth in the Pacific Division. Nashville currently sits 31-23-8 for 70 points, fourth in the Central Division. Calgary's last game was a 5-2 victory over Boston on Tuesday night. Nashville was a 3-2 win over Ottawa in Nashville on Tuesday night. The season series, Calgary wins game one of the series 6-5 in Nashville on October 31st. Yep, the game you'll never forget. The Tkachuk between the legs goal. I still just shake my head every time I watch that one. Nashville got revenge with a 3-2 win in Calgary on February 6th. Thursday night's meeting will be the final meeting of the year for these two teams. Then we wrap up this road trip with two important games in sunny Florida. Saturday afternoon, Calgary takes on Tampa Bay and then roll down the next day for a back-to-back with the Florida Panthers on Sunday afternoon. Then it's back to Calgary with this road trip in the bank. And boy, oh boy, getting 4 points out of a possible six that are left on the road trip would be amazing. Let's get as many as we possibly can. I don't know. I don't even know what to predict as far as points go down this stretch. I just know that the big 2 points we gained in Boston are huge. Let's keep it going as this Nashville game, just when you look at the standings and you look at where this Calgary team sits, this one is a critical one and should be a real fun one in a playoff atmosphere Thursday night in Nashville. Thanks for joining. We will be back with another episode on Sunday night, Monday to release on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.